So one of the things that's a little worrisome, or a lot worrisome, is that in the management plan, there was the suggestion that the Cobscook Bay Rockweed Management Area law, or area that was formed by the law should be repealed, and then the same management should be extended up and down the entire coast of Maine, so it's uniform, so it's easy for everybody.
Well, by that token, they'd have the same scalloping in Cobscook as they have down here, and that would be ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, there's area management. I don't know why we can't have area management there, but it remains to be seen whether that will actually happen. That's one of the unknowns. So to get back to my question, should it actually be called a fishery, or should it be protected as fishery habitat? The reason why it matters what we call it is because of sustainability. So, right. So if it's a fishery, then you measure sustainability the way you measure sustainability in a fishery, which is maximum sustainable yield of biomass. If, on the other hand, it's habitat, which it is, then the measure of sustainability that people ought to be using, in my view, is ecological sustainability, which involves ecosystem thinking, because there are so many species that depend on it. So, to my way of thinking, if we call it a fishery, we zoom right back, right, zoom at the speed of light past all these issues that we ought to be thinking about, which is its role as habitat. And, of course, conserving rockweed, in our view, protects wildlife, protects fisheries, real fisheries, fishermen, jobs, and communities, like my friends who are the clammers and wrinklers in the very beginning of the presentation in that movie. So what's happening now is tomorrow there was supposed to be the third or maybe the fourth Rockweed Working Group meeting in Brewer, but it was canceled because of the storm. At this meeting, they had finished birds, looking at what bird areas should be protected. The next thing was going to be seal pupping sites. But the big elephant in the room is whether the conserved lands part of the law of last spring are ever going to be considered. It's a very confusing situation because the law actually directs the working group to consider conserved lands, but DMR has said it doesn't have the authority. So the complexity is that a land trust, a conservation group, may have jumped through a tremendous series of hoops in order to demonstrate that something that they want to conserve should be conserved lands. I don't know any of these local ones. I know best the ones in Cobscook Bay. And be told by DMR that it doesn't rate highly enough to actually be conserved. The other complexity is that a lot of these groups have actually taken federal money, which obligates them to protect this habitat. They have contracts with the government from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service saying it is now their obligation to protect this habitat in perpetuity, and the state is saying quite different, which is we don't think it ranks highly enough to be protected, even though they have gone through, you know, the most rigorous of application processes and been chosen over hundreds and dozens of other properties. But DMR's filter is different than the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's filter. And so properties that have already gone through a filter and have been viewed as important are not viewed as important by DMR, and so may be left with no protection at all.
So what is it that DMR does deem protectable within a rockweed forest? Because it seems like all I hear about are birds, seals, and yet, as we know, it's a 3D thing full of all sorts of things.
Yeah, it's not clear to me why. I mean, the law mentions significant wildlife habitat for example, birds and seals, or birds and marine mammals. I can't remember how it's worded. But that was just a for example. But it looks like, I don't know how much the list of species will be expanded. It's funny because the funny thing about it is DMR doesn't usually have jurisdiction over shorebirds and seals.
Yeah.
You'd think that DMR would be wanting to look at the things it has jurisdiction traditionally over, which is fish and shellfish. And maybe it'll come to that, but it hasn't so far. But so, maybe that's down the road.
So legislatively, then where do things stand?
The working group has to submit a report to the legislature It was supposed to be in January, but I guess they've extended it. There's a draft report from the working group on the website of DMR now, which was going to be, I guess, start to be reviewed tomorrow, but they canceled the meeting. And so you can kind of see by looking at the draft report where this is headed.
Do you have any feel for the new Marine Resource Committee on how they might look at this? Because I know there's a lot of new faces there.
A lot, yeah.
There's only three returning members.
Only two?
Only three, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's... A lot of new faces.
Oh, okay. Well, then, let's see. Are there... So, is that the end?
That's the end of what
your presentation. Okay.